Are you
here? We go.
Are you ready?
Coming at you. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited from the AMP Radio studios somewhere in California. I'm a femme apple. UFC 251 Usman versus Masvidal will take place July 12th at, I guess, Fight Island, guys? Is that a real thing? At Fight Island, Yaz Island, Abu Dhabi. We're going to do things a little different this time. We're going to go work our way from the bottom on up. We are down one man. We are missing our very own Proteus. You know what? Well-deserved hiatus, Proteus. You deserve it. Shout out to Proteus, my right-hand man. Let's get into it, guys. Let's go with the first lady of AMP Radio. The lady who always has a crowd and is always wearing her Tar Heels t-shirt. Hit it.
Oh, my God. You are sadly mistaken. No Tar Heels here. We are the Duke Nation, cabrones. I've missed
Shout
you
out
all.
To Jason Williams. I miss everyone. Shout out to Pam.
Right?
Shout out to Marco. Shout out to our very own Proteus. Proteus,
I
love
know.
You. Miss you. Can't wait
up
to
in,
have you back.
Yeah, up
friend.
In the up in the great tundra.
You know what? The sunny tundra, apparently, right?
Hey,
so you know what?
Proteus
Pam?
Is our what?
What I always
Proteus
say,
is our token white guy.
Not only that, he's the voice of reason, right? But you know what I always like to say with Proteus? Because we go down to the south, Pammy, not just your south, but mm-hmm. the other south. The south where apparently coronavirus is friendly. Yikes. We hope everyone is okay. Hit it! Oh, wrong. You know what? I'm playing Proteus's music. You know what? That goes to show you how much I miss my pro. Proteus! Shout out to Proteus. You know what? I messed up that one. Hit it!
Marco from Waco, Rodel from COVID Central here in Waco, Texas. I am the voice of reason. I am the final word. And
oh, my God. Cállate.
We still love you, brother, Proteus. We have your back. But guess what? Let's talk some MMA. We haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, let's talk some MMA, guys. Let's hit it. Marco said it. We work our way from the bottom on up. Main card we go, guys. The women's flyweight division, one of my favorites. Amanda Hiba. Shout out to the Hiba trait. Amanda Hibas. By the way, guys, huge favorite, like we were talking about before the show, a minus 750 favorite. She will fight PVZ Paige VanZant at a plus 525. Marco, I go to you. Will it be Amanda, I'm smiling all the time, Hiba Hiba, or will it be PVZ, Paige VanZant?
So, look, Paige VanZant's last fight on her contract with the UFC, she's probably going to end up in Bellator, whether she wins or loses, because she's going to go join her husband up there. They're not doing her any favors. You know, Amanda Rivas is a beast, but I see the freaking us a little bit stiff. Because if we have found out something about Paige VanZant, is that she's tough as hell. She can take a beating, and sometimes she can dish it out too. But that said, Amanda Ribas is really good. Really good. And conventional wisdom is that she's going to win. I mean, the odds were at one point minus 900 for her. And some money has been coming into Paige VanZant because with such a big underdog, people like that bet to make some quick money, you know? Like, if you got $20 you never want to see again, that's a good place. But skills win fights, and the more skillful fighter is Amanda Rivas. I mean, I granted that, like I said, VanZant is tough as nails. And sometimes she can be suffocating, especially in, with her ground game. But Amanda Rivas should win this fight. I don't think she's knocking out Paige VanZant. I don't think she's choking it out. But I think she's, she beat her from pillar to post because, like I said, skill wins fights. And unless Paige VanZant pull out a Swiss kick from her like she did back on the day and knock Rivas out, this is Rivas' fight to lose. So give me Rivas on the point, 30-27. And Paige VanZant, enjoy Bellator.
Ouch, ouch. Well, Pam, before I go to you, just have to tell you, Amanda Ribas, of course, three straight wins at, in the UFC, 9-1. PVZ, of course, 8-4. Give us a breakdown. Will it be Amanda Ribas or will it be PVZ?
Okie dokie. Oh, my God. Hi. I got Leo right here, right next to me. Okay, you know what? On paper, oh, my gosh, I sound like I swallowed a frog or something like that. Okay. Oh, is that what the saying is? I ate a frog or whatever. Anyway, on paper, this is actually a pretty decent fight. Paige VanZant is 26-5-4 with a 65-inch reach. Ribas is 26-5-4 with a 66-inch reach. VanZant 8-4. Ribas 9-1. I love Amanda Ribas, man. And I told you all. She's, I think, the next up-and-coming star. I think she's fabulous. She's got presence. She's got personality. She's got the looks. Black belt in jiu-jitsu, black belt in judo. 3 KOs, 3 subs, 3 decisions. She did lose by 1 KO to Pollyanna Viana, and who herself is coming off 3 losses. And that was a first-round TKO. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. I'm looking at fight resume. You know me, I'm a fan of fight resume. Paige VanZant, losses to Jesse Clark, Michelle Watterson, and Rose Namajunas. So those are not too bad people to get your ass beat by. Has a win over Bette Rawlings and Rachel Ostovich. You know, so I think a lot of people are counting Paige out. She's, I mean, this is her last fight. I think she's in a good mood. She's happy. She's, you know, getting her vitamin D all the time. She is a happy woman. So I know that the odds are in the favor of Ribas, but I'm picking Paige like by a freaking fluke. I really am. And if you look at it, the fight record wins 2 KOs, 3 subs, 3 decisions versus Amanda. 3 KOs, 3 subs, and 3 decisions. So, you know, pretty close. I'm going to pick Paige. You know what? If she comes off with that crazy kick, I mean, this girl does arm bars also. You know what? I'm going to go split decision, VanZant.
Wow. All right. So Pam going with PVZ split decision. Marco going with Amanda Ribas via decision. Guys, I don't think this is
all the Brazilians that you just did.
I know. Pam letting down her countrywoman. Yeah, you're letting down your countrywoman.
Okay,
Pam, I am the one
that is not afraid to go out on a limb. Y'all like to play safe. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to, you know, what if? So, what if?
You're right, but I just don't see it happening. PVZ, unfortunately, has 1 foot out the door. I don't think the UFC will re-sign her. Amanda Ribas,
of course. I don't think so either.
She's on fire. I think she submits PVZ early in the second round. So I'm picking Amanda Ribas, submission, a rear naked choke over the beautiful, but both gorgeous, over PVZ. Let's move on, guys.
Before you move on, okay, you got Amanda Ribas, she's a hottie. You got Paige VanZant, she's a hottie. And no Careless Whisper? Wow.
Oh.
You fail.
You know what?
You can't do it anymore. You can do it. You can do it now. You failed.
You're right. I'm not going to do it any longer. But we move on to the women's strawweight. We go, guys. And unfortunately, this Careless Whisper is not the right Careless Whisper, but you guys know where it's slot it goes to. To the women's strawweight we go, guys. Jessica Andrade, one of Pam's favorites, she will take on the one and only Rose Namajunas. Namajunas, I haven't seen her fight since the last time she fought Andrade, and even though I thought she was winning, boy, that fight didn't go well for her. Andrade is no joke. Pam, let's start with you. Mm-hmm. Where we go with your countrywoman, Jessica Andrade, at 20-7.
All right.
Rose Namajunas at 8-4, but let me give you the odds before we go a little further. And again, Careless Whisper is not for this fight. The one and only Jessica Andrade, a plus 180 underdog. Rose Namajunas,
wow,
a minus 220. I'm surprised by that. Dammy, your shot.
All
we
right.
go to you.
All right, well, I'm going to wing this one because y'all just dumped this on me at the last minute. All right. So, you know, man, you guys know I love Jessica. I absolutely love Jessica. She's been one of my
yep.
favorites, and she had hair, you know, like not the asymmetrical hair, but like pretty hair on both sides of her head, you know. And she's always been one of my favorites. I love her. I love her fighting style. I think she's such a little tank. And, I mean, she keeps going and going and going and going. But I'm going to give you my but. But her fight game hasn't evolved.
Wow.
And, well, I mean, tell the truth. I mean, it really hasn't. She keeps doing the same thing over and over and over because it's worked for her, you know. But now you've got these new generation of fighters that are fighting different, and she still wants to, you know, come in like a little torito, a little tank,
right.
and you know, and maul people because it's worked for her. I think now I think Rose, it's probably figured that out now. Rose has the height. She has the reach. But again, you know, Rose, you don't know which Rose is showing up. I love Rose. I think she's cool. I think she was a great champion. She's a great fighter. I like how she stays under the radar and just kind of like, she, you know, pops her head up when she needs to come out and then goes back to hibernate. Man, this is a hard one to pick. Rose is the favorite. I think Rose gets it done. I'm gonna go decision on this one too. This is three rounds.
Wow,
correct?
You're throwing me for a loop. And Marco Brazil is gonna kill Pammy. Wow, two non-Brazilians in a row. I'm actually.
I know.
I can't take Andrade for the simple reason that I thought the first fight Rose was winning that single-handedly. She was piecing her up. And Pam, you're right about Andrade's game not evolving, but darn, she hits hard. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know
she
does.
Knocked out,
well, let me put
Kobo
a disclaimer out there, though. Let me give you just a quick disclaimer. I will not be hurt if Jessica wins, of course. Like I say, she's always been one of my favorites, but I just think, like I say, with her fighting style, people have figured it out.
I agree with you, but
right,
I'm going with Rose mm-hmm. Namajunas via decision. Pam, of course, going Rose mm-hmm. Namajunas as well, correct, Pammy?
Yep.
All right, so Marco, we go to you, the voice of reason. Will it be Rose Namajunas or will it be Jessica Andrade?
This is a route, man. I agree with you guys. We have seen that Jessica Andrade struggled with superior strikers. She got pissed off by Joanna. She was getting run over by Zhang Weili. I mean, she knocked her straight out. And Rose was pissing her off on the previous fight. That slam was the only thing that saved her grace. And Rose and Unica Trevor Whitman as her freaking coach now. They are going to address that. They got a solution for that, pitting against the clinch and the pickup slam. They already addressed that. Rose is a smart fighter. She's a more skillful fighter. I think that they need a number one contender for Zhang Weili, and Rose makes all the sense in the world. You know, she's the most popular fighter. And also, you know, it would be a much more interesting fight because we already saw what happened with Zhang Weili and Andrade. And Andrade, it won't be the end of the road for her. I mean, she used to fight at 135. I think after he loses this fight, because she will, the natural move for her is to go to 125 because all she had to do is win one fight out there and then challenge Shevchenko for the title. Because nobody else at 135, I think, will be able to handle Jessica Andrade. Jessica Andrade is that powerful and that good. Two former champions fighting here, but I think we have seen that Rose had the power to knock people out. I mean, ask Joanna, that was her. And if Andrade comes by bull rushing like she did against Zhang Weili, she's going to get knocked out. So I'm going to pick up Rose, tough Rose, by... I wanted to pick a TKO, but I'm going to pick out a TKO on the second round just to make it fun and interesting. She's going to be able to catch Jessica coming in too hard. And she was the way she was looking at her last fight, it was looking like she was going to TKO her anyway, so she's going to do it this time. Give me Rose Namajunas by TKO on the second.
Wow, everyone going with Rose Namajunas. Go ahead, Pammy.
I was going to say, I think one of the issues that Jessica has, if she's so tiny, I mean, she's 5'2". But she's big, so she's almost like she's in a weird spot where she's too small for, like, the bigger division. And it's just like she's just in a weird spot, you know. But bless her heart, I wish her well on Saturday. I love her, but I'm, you know, like I said, I won't be hurt.
No, that's what I said. That is what I said, that if she loses, her best move is to move to 125 because it's right in between. And she will be an immediate challenger. All she has to do is just win one. And they will put her against Shevchenko.
Yeah, so everyone going with Namajunas. Marco going with a second-round TKO. I see it as a decision. So does Tammy. I will say this, though, guys. Isn't it weird that Rose Namajunas, a former champ, has the exact same record as Paige VanZant? So,
Namajunas is 9-4. Namajunas is 9-4.
Sorry, according to SureDog, it shows up at 8-4. I apologize.
Yeah,
it's
9-4. Yeah. Sure,
well, that's why SureDog is having some trouble right now. Let's move on, guys, to the Coco main event. We come right here. This was the Coco main event. Then it is the Coco main event. So maybe, who knows? Hopefully, there aren't no fallouts. This is a super top heavy card, guys. Peter Yan, in bantamweight we go. He will fight the great Jose Aldo coming back to bantamweight. And honestly, Aldo's look good. Aldo, of course, you guys know, one of my favorite fighters ever, 28-6. Peter Yan, a 14-1. Pammy, I go back to you. Will it be Peter Yan or will it be Jose Aldo?
All righty. How do you say Petra, however he says it? Well,
I don't know.
Sean O'Malley says he can't even spell his name. So, anyway, didn't he say that?
Just say Peter.
You know, this fight here, this dude, he is an angry little elf. This dude is always mad. I mean, God, give him a laxative or something. But Jose Aldo, I love Jose Aldo. Oh, my gosh. My issue with Jose Aldo, what happened to his leg kicks, man? I did a post yesterday about, and it said, I miss this Jose, and it showed him. Remember when he kicked the mess out of Uriah Faber? And Uriah was on crutches for about 2 weeks.
10 years ago.
It was a long time ago. And, man, what happened to that, Jose? He doesn't utilize his leg kicks anymore. So you've got Peter Yan, 27-5-7. Jose Aldo, 33-5-7. I forgot to look up. If somebody can look up real quick their reaches. 14-1, 28-6. You know, once again, I'm going back to fight resume. Who has Peter Yan fought? A washed-up Uriah Faber, kicking him out with a head kick in the third round. Jimmy Rivera went to decision. John Dodson went to decision. Douglas Silva de Andrade, one of my countrymen. I have not a clue who the hell he is. Corner stoppage. Jinsu Sun decisions. So he's kind of a little
decisionator. Jose has a 3-inch reach advantage, 70 inches versus 67. That's what she said.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So that's what I'm going to look at. I think Jose, although I think he still has great boxing, cardio is great. I mean, he always looks fabulous. He always looks fantastic. Man, I'm going to take Aldo. I'm going to take Aldo. And I hope he does. I'm going to go with the second round TKO for me.
So, Pammy, going with Jose Aldo, one of the greatest of all time.
What are the odds?
Going down in weight, of course. The odds on this one, oh, thank God, Pammy, you saved me on this one. So, Jose Aldo, a plus 175 underdog.
Wow.
Peter Yan, a minus 210 favorite. Does that change your opinion at all, Pammy?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I cannot go with you. Unfortunately, I'm a huge Aldo fan, as you guys know. I think his time is done, guys. Even though he's looked good in bantamweight, going down in weight late in his career, I think Peter Yan is an up-and-comer. I think this kid is on fire and a little too late for Aldo. Now 27 years old versus, of course, 33. Not a huge age discrepancy, but, man, if you look at the wars that Jose Aldo's been in, he's been in a ton. I'm taking Peter Yan, guys, and I think he's going to knock out Aldo in the third. Wow. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Real quick, how many fights does Aldo have left on his contract? Does anybody know?
I don't have no idea.
Doesn't matter.
Marco?
It doesn't matter. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. He signed a long contract not too long ago, so I think he got plenty. I'm not letting Aldo go.
I hope not. I hope it goes well, but I'm taking Peter Yan, guys. Third round TKO. Marco, I go to you. Do you see it my way or do you see it Pam's way?
I see it my way and on the highway. Jose Aldo, if he wins this, he will be, the sixth guy to ever win a title in a different division.
Yeah.
It's a select group, you know. Peter Yan did not look too good against Jimmy Rivera, man. And whether you like it or not, that three rounder that Aldo got with Marlon Moraes, he was looking really good on the third round.
Yep.
He was on his way to win it if it was a five rounder. Aldo got a lot of championship experience. And Peter Yan, this is his first rodeo. It's the first time he's in a five-rounder in the UFC. A legit five-rounder with a caliber freaking guy, you know. I'm talking about, you know, it's a lot to ask for the guy. Peter Yan is an ugly little Russian. That we know. That talks a lot of trash.
Yeah.
The guy is skillful. But Aldo is really, really good at sleeping a punch and counter-punching. He's also impossible to take down. And, the fact that he doesn't throw leg kicks anymore is been concerning, but ever since he got that accident on that freaking motorcycle, he has a lot of injury-related. It's probably injury-related, because ever since then, he hasn't done it. But he still managed to win and win quality fights, man. I mean, he's a two-time freaking featherweight champion. The reason he moves is because, you know, he cannot beat the ones like of Volkanovski and Holloway that are at the top of the division, so he knew better. I like Aldo's chances on this one. I think because of his experience, he's going to be able to, quote-unquote, weather the storm and find the timing of freaking Yang. And you know Aldo can crack. He got really a slick boxing, too. I'm going to take Aldo late and win a controversial a split decision, a new vacant bantamweight champion. As a side note, the bantamweight division of his short history has had not one, not two, but three non-linear champions after this Saturday.
Wow.
Dominic Cruz got hurt, and Henan Barral, the interim champion, became the outright champion, non-linear champion. Then, you know, we got T.J. Dillashaw EPO, so Henry Cejudo becomes the champion, non-linear champion, after beating Marlon Moraes. Then Henry Cejudo, quote-unquote, retires, vacates the championship, and this Saturday we're going to crown the third non-linear champion on the bantamweight division. Chew on that for something to think about.
So let me ask you guys this before we move on to the featherweight. And keep in mind, I find this really odd that Alexander Volkanovski is actually shorter than Peter Yan and Jose Aldo. But let me ask you guys this. To me, this is not an asterisk on whomever wins the title. because I think both of these people would have had a shot against Triple C. By Triple C, I mean Triple Cringe. So let me ask you this before we move on. Is this an asterisk for you guys or not? It is not for me.
No.
No.
No, because he's gone. Vacant
titles,
he's retired.
Yeah. Vacant titles happen almost every division there. Now we got another vacant title next week with Figueiredo versus the Davides. Then we have vacant titles on the welterweight division with San Pierre retired and Hendricks became the champion. Vacant titles with freaking San Pierre won the title and left, and then Whitaker became the champion. So it has happened before. It's going to happen again. It's not an asterisk. It's just weird that it has happened so many times in the welterweight division.
I think we can have a lot of asterisks for 2020, you guys. Boy, this has been a weird year. Let's go into the co-main event. The co-main event we go to the featherweight division we go. One of Pam's favorite, and I'm being semi-facetious, the one and only Alexander Volkanovski, Pam. Let me give you the odds on this one before I lose it.
All right.
Alexander Volkanovski, a minus 200 over the former champ. And a good one at that, at Max Holloway with hair, at a plus 170. I'm not sure if the hair is going to help him at all. Alexander Volkanovski, 31 years young. But Max Holloway, of course, still 28. 5'5 versus 5'9. 71.5-inch reach advantage for the shorter man, Volkanovski, Pam, over Max, who you figure has long limbs, right? Holloway at 69 inches. That's what she said. Pam, I go to you. Will it be Alexander Volkanovski or will it be Max Blessed Holloway with the new girlfriend?
And he gives the best hugs. I will tell you what.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, he does. Believe me, he does. He's a good hugger. Okay, Alexander Volkanovski, 21-1. Max Holloway. I was going to say Max Holiday. Holiday. 21-5. Okay.
I like that.
It amazes me that Maxie, with as long, tall as he is, only has a 69-inch reach. Volkanovski, 2.5-inch reach. Similar, 11 KO, 3 sub-7 decisions for Volkanovski. Holloway has 10 KOs, 2 subs, and 9 decisions. I think... I don't know. I want to say, and I'm not, I think there was a little bit of issues, weight issues coming in last time. I think, go back to fight resume, man. That's what I always go back to. Max Holloway has fought the who's who of the division. Frankie Edgar, Brian Ortega, Jose Aldo twice, Anthony Pettis, Ricardo Lamas, Jeremy Stevens, Charles Oliveira, Cub Swanson, Andre Feely. I mean, he's fought all these guys. Had his last two losses, Volkanovski and Dustin Poirier, both went to decision. I think he is a smart guy, and I think that he learns a lot by the mistakes that he makes, and I don't think that he's going to make the same mistakes that he did last time. I think last time he went in just a little bit overconfident because he knew he was that good. I'm going with Max. Let me give Volkanovski some love here. Muay Thai, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and boxing. Great guy. I think this is a great rematch, but I'm going with Max. And you know what? Let me see with Maxie. I don't want to do a decision because that's boring. Let me go with the fourth round TKO, Max Holloway.
Wow, Pam going Max Holloway. Let's keep in mind, guys, I'm shocked to see this, but Max is 1-2 in his last three fights. I forgot about the Dustin Poirier. Of course, he's lost to Dustin Poirier twice.
That's all right.
I agree.
You can say he's 8-10 also.
Yeah, I agree with Max, with you, Pammy, on this one. I think Max is going to make a comeback. I do see it as a decision. I thought it was kind of fluky, but actually rewatching it, the fight, I rewatched the fight actually a couple of times before this. Volkanovski beat him, like, straight up. I don't know, but I'm going with Holloway via decision just because That's what my heart says to go. Marco, I'm going to you. Voice of reason, is it going to be Max, Blessed, Holloway, or is it going to be Alexander the Great, Volkanovski?
Okay, my heart wants Holloway, but my brain is saying Volkanovski.
Me too.
Look, whether for better or for worse, Volkanovski is an outstanding fighter. And the guys out there at City Keep Boxing in Auckland, New Zealand, I don't know what they're giving these guys to drink. I don't know what is in the water, but they're all good. And even the Dan Hawker Port here fight was freaking outstanding. I mean, those guys, whatever they're doing it right. Volkanovski is a super smart fighter. Nobody can credit for his fight IQ. And if Max does not address those leg kicks, I don't think it's going to go well for him. Because leg kicks were, the primordial on the last fight. In a perfect world, I would like Max to win so we can get the trilogy, because that would be the natural result of having, having a 1-1. But I don't think that the immediate rematch served Max Holloway well. Immediate rematch historically has never served well to the returning ex-champion. They always lose.
Ouch.
And historically speaking, it's just a reality. Because you don't have a time to actually make a judgment. I'm gonna pick Alex. He's not gonna knock out Max, because he couldn't knock out. Max is super tough, Poirier couldn't knock him out, Poirier, he's like a Mack truck. But he's gonna be able to out-sleek Holloway again. They're gonna throw a new wrinkle because the coach up there on New Zealand, I forgot his name, but they are geniuses, so they're going to throw something different at Max just to throw him off. Maybe Volkanovski actually using his wrestlers a little bit more. But he's going to win a close decision. It's not going to be a rout, It's going to be a close 48-47 decision. But I'm still champion, Alex Volkanovski.
Isn't that Eugene Bierman, I think, is the head coach for City Kickboxing. I will say this, you guys.
Yeah, that dude. And Marco, he's a genius.
Yeah, he really is. At least he's on fire right now. I don't know, guys, if I have seen anyone change that old style. Remember with Gilbert Melendez, same thing about being kicked. Nate, right? Nick, both guys heavy on the front leg. I don't think we've seen a single fighter be able to address that and you know what? You're right. I don't know if Max Holloway is going to be able to address that. So I'm switching Volkanovski via decision simply for that reason.
You can't do that. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You can't
then
do that.
I'm sticking with Max Holloway, guys, just because I like the guy. What am I going to do? All right. Let's move on, guys, to the main event we go. And this is actually, boy, I think we have three main events in one. I think this is actually a solid, solid card all across the board. With the Elizio, Zaleski, Dos Santos, Volkanovski, Demir, you name it, Makwan Dermakani, shout out to the back here, of course, Marcin Cabrillo.
Welterweight
we go, guys.
Yeah.
Main event we go, Kamaru, not Chevy Kamaru, Kamaru Usman, get it? Kamaru? No, all right.
Kamaru
Usman. There is no Kamaru. Kamaru Usman, he will fight the ever tough and comical Jorge Masvidal. Guys, let's go to this. Let's go to the odds first. Jorge Masvidal, a +185 underdog. Kamaru, don't call me Chevy, Kamaru Usman, at a -225. Let me give you one more thing just for giggles, guys. Kamaru Usman was a monster, 16-1, 76-inch reach. Has the height advantage, too, by a couple inches at 6 feet. Both are a little older. Kamaru Usman, 33. I'm surprised by that. Jorge Masvidal, 35, 74-inch reach. Again, Kamaru Usman with a 2-inch reach and, of course, almost a 3 or 4-inch height advantage. Marco, let's go to you. Will it be Kamaru Usman or will it be Jorge Masvidal?
What a difference a week, man. Because last week, around this time, it was supposed to be Gilbert Burns. But, of course, he gets the COVID-19. Enter Jorge Masvidal, the fight that we actually wanted. It was the original fight. So for all those people that see that Masvidal was not training, you must be out of your mind. He was getting ready for this fight just in case, because he knew. And I'm so happy he got paid. I'm so happy that he took it to the UFC and said, now you need me. Now pay me. Dude, this fight is so good. And a Masvidal homer. I mean, Kamaru Usman is really, really good. But he's tough. We had shown that he can take a punch and he can actually, you know, crack. But he's not really a finisher. He's a grinder. He's somebody that tries to wear you out. And Jorge got Bo Nickel, a two-time Division I national champion, as his wrestling coach for this camp. So he's been getting ready for this. Look, I like Masvidal. I want Masvidal to win, and I'm going to pick Masvidal to win just because of the opportunities it opens. Are you going to get mad at me or whatever? I don't give a shit. If Masvidal wins this title, I assure you they're going to try to make a Conor McGregor fight, because that's going to make so much money. They're going to make... Look, whether you like it or not, Conor McGregor trying to go for a third title versus Jorge Masvidal is box office. Everybody's going to want to see the fight just because of the amount of shit they're going to talk to each other. And I don't care about meritocracy and all this stuff, because Masvidal is going to want the fight too. I bet you he wins, he'll call Conor McGregor, because he knows that will be the biggest pay that he'll ever going to have in his life. I want Masvidal to win. I want to pick Masvidal to win. If he stays on the feet, it's Masvidal fights to lose. He had to stop the takedowns and stop the grinding of Kamaru. This is no freaking rocket science. That's what Kamaru was going to try to do. He knows he can out-strike Masvidal, but he knows he can try to out-wrestle him. If freaking Masvidal is able to stop those takedowns and keep it on the feet, Kamaru Usman is going to sleep on the third round. Masvidal by knockout on the third. And new UFC welterweight champion.
Wow, I'm surprised by Marco. Marco going with Masvidal with a third round TKO and new. Pam, before I go to you, I will say this. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's my, you know, we always think of recency bias, right? What we've seen recently is what cleared. Sometimes I guess I do not recency bias, where I'm looking at, you know, his loss with Ally Quinto, right? Split decision losses with Benson Henderson and Lorenz Larkin. Mind you, at a different weight for a couple of those. But I think of Masvidal as someone who used to take rounds off. Remember that? And he was kind of lazy. And now with the tequila. Listen, there's no doubt about it. He went on a tear, beating the likes of Ross Pearson, Jake Ellenberger, and Donald Cerrone. But I look at him and I'm like, gosh, a lot of those guys are past their prime. Then he loses to Damian Maia, of course, via split decision, where he was just a backpack. Lost to Stephen Thompson. I know he wants that back. Beat Darren Till. I was surprised by that one. Beat Ben Askren. Was not surprised by that one. Beat Nate Diaz. I was surprised by that one, but he was handling him without a doubt, right, for three rounds. I just can't see Masvidal doing it, not against Kamaru Usman. Pammy, I'm going with Kamaru Usman via boring decision, but he's going to continue to take Masvidal down. And Masvidal does have great takedown defense, so let's not forget what he did against Maya. Pam, I go to you. Will it be Jorge Masvidal, or will it be Kamaru Usman?
All righty. Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal. All right.
Mighty fake news,
like, man. Again, what am I going back to again? And don't hate me. Freaking fight resume. Who is okay? Kamaru Usman. Okay. Rafael Dos Anjos, Damian Maia, Emil Meek, Sergio Moraes, Sean Strickland, Tarzan, Warley Alves, Alexander Yakovle, Leon Edwards, Hader Hassan. Remember Hader Hassan from The Ultimate? Okay, so.
Yep.
Out of all that, for Damian Maia, Rafael Dos Anjos, Tyron Woodley, and Colby, America's champ, Covington. All of these, all went in five round. Jorge, man, Jorge with his pink ass freaking robe. Jorge's gonna beat his ass. I'm sorry. Anybody who has those huevos to wear that robe, he has some confidence. Boxing, kickboxing, wrestling has lost 6 of his last 10, but is on a 3-win streak. I don't know, man. There's just something about this guy. He's got chutzpah. He's got, I don't know what you want to call it. He's like the it guy right now. I am picking him. I think he's going to go heavy. I think he's going to pressure. I think he's going to throw hands. I think he's going to go crazy flying knees from I don't know where. I'm picking him. I don't want to say decision because I've been doing too many decisions. I think it's going to go fourth decision, and he's going to win, and then, fuck Connor, this ends up the match for him in the other C word, Colby.
Wow, all right. I guess Pam is forgetting that Colby had his
mouth
wired.
I like that fight too.
Mouth wired after getting it broken. But, wow, yeah, I don't mind that fight. You're right, Marco. I don't mind that fight. So Pam and Marco both going with mouth, but though I'm the Lone Ranger with the Kamaru Usman.
You know who gets left behind if either Colby or Connor get that fight against Masvidal? Leon Edwards and Gilbert Burns. They're going to have to fight each other to figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm not sold on Leon Edwards. I mean, I know the three-piece in a soda, but how much of that was Masvidal making it something? Gilbert Burns is a real thing, guys, so it will be interesting. Before we do this, let's pick a spotlight fight of the night because we do have about 10 minutes.
I'll shoot.
I'm actually going to make it.
You don't have to.
I have to go with this because I think looking at Volkan Ozdemir, Eliseo Zaleski, Dos Santos, who I'm a big fan of, there's some good fights here, guys. But I'm going to go with Carol Rosa versus Vanessa Mello. Not going to use the Careless Whisper card, but I will say victory for Vanessa Mello. Marco's refusing. That's okay. It's his show.
I'll do it. I chase my man. I'll do it.
Go. All right. So you go after Pammy. Pammy, who is your spotlight fight of the night?
Oh, man. You got to go with Makwan Amerikani, Mr. Finland.
Shout out to Makwan Amerikani. Decision, TKO, what are you going with?
Now it's going a second round TKO for me.
Second round TKO for the hairless wonder or hairy wonder, Makwan Amerikani. Marco, let's go to you. What is your spotlight fight of the night?
I'm just going to pick up Volkan Ozdemir to knock out this other dude that I don't know. Because we have no time, so Volkan, my first round knockout.
All right, let's get out of here, guys. Before we get out of here, just want to ask you one thing. We're not going to talk about fighter pay, but we're going to talk about, obviously, if you're ever going to have a union, it would be now, and it's never going to happen. But who wins with this whole fighter holdout thing? Because I think it's going to be the fighters, guys. Masvidal got close to the money that he wanted. Not sure if he got the money he wanted, but certainly got close. Marco, I go to you. Who wins in this? Will it be the fighters or will it be the UFC?
I like the discussions that are happening, especially on ESPN. You got Dominic Forsworth talking to Dana about it. You got now Stephen A. Smith bringing up the subject. Max Kellerman, that are big figures on ESPN, pushing Dana on the subject of fighters' pay. And Dana always likes to dodge the question, but the more it comes out, the more it's going to become an issue for the UFC. Eventually, people are going to start raising the profile and getting what they want or close to it. It's all a negotiation. It's a public negotiation. So, good for Masvidal. John Jones is probably going to get close to what he wants to, and other fighters that are high profile too. Now, the guys on the bottom of the barrel, they're going to have to wait until they get a union. But the guys that are on the top of the heap, the guys that got the most visibility, the more profile, and, you know, the biggest stars, they're going to start getting their due and their paydays. So, good for them. And good for the ESPN for not hiding the issue and bringing it up front.
Wow, Marco, giving the ESPN a tap in the back. And you know what, Pam? They deserve a pat in the back because ESPN has really done well during this pandemic with the only sport that's going on so far. Pam, who wins, the fighters or the UFC on pay?
Well, I think right now, just that comment that you said, you just answered the question. It should be the fighters, because what sport are we watching right now? Are we watching baseball? Are we watching basketball? Are we watching soccer? What are we watching? We're watching MMA. We're watching UFC. Pay them.
I totally agree on pay them. I just think that it's like in anything in this world, the upper tier wins and the lower half loses, unfortunately. Pam, let's go to you because you have got me in – I'm just going to say it and I'm going to admit it. Pam has not only got me watching 90 Day Fiancé, guys, but she has me watching Pillow Talk just because of Veronica. Shout out to Veronica in Pillow Talk. Good Lord. But you know what? Let's give some love. So that's my, unfortunately, why am I watching that garbage? But I watch it all the time. Marco, there's something wrong with me, seriously. But I follow Paige Van Zandt at Paige Van Zandt. That's my Twitter follow of the week. Pam, let's go to you. What is your guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Twitter
follow? Oh, my God. My guilty pleasure is I am like you. Oh, my gosh. That's stupid 90 Day Fiancé. But I haven't been watching the other one. I don't watch the one on Sunday. I just watched the one on Monday because the one on Sunday is just dumb, you know?
Me neither.
That's my that's my guilty pleasure that I'm embarrassed to say that I watch.
Why do I watch that garbage? Marco, please be the voice of reason. Why do we watch this garbage? And Pam, it's Pam's fault, by the way. She got me into this. Marco, let's go to you. Close the show.
Okay, brother. So my guilty pleasure, I binge watched the whole series of Watchmen on HBO. Really?
Ooh.
I really like it. It was awesome. Watchmen on HBO. It's not PG-13. It's rated R. So it is a lot of violence. Some sex in there.
Ooh.
But... yeah, and a lot of gay sex too, so don't get shocked. A lot of gay sex in that too, so don't get shocked. But the series is really good. It's like if you got HBO Go, HBO Max, go and binge watch it because you'll be entertained. And the storyline is pretty topical for this day and age. Even though they filmed this in 2019, it kind of sort of like you know, fiction mirrors reality sometimes. So yeah, follow Tony and DJ Tony, follow Pama Pandora Box, follow Produce and Produce. Come back, Produce, we miss you. Follow me, Amanda Marco. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Rate and review us. You know, we're on Google Play, freaking Blog Talk Radio, Spotify. We're not getting Joe Rogan money, but we're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. You know what? Fight this weekend. We haven't done this for a while. It's about time, and it's especially for a car like 251. Very entertaining fights in there, especially the main car. We're going to leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
Perfect. And Pam,
and
just like that.
Mm-hmm. Buenas noches, amigos.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Mwah.
Oh, I like that, man.